Welcome everybody. Share number 1605. We'll learn it today. Lilin Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravaran Zizel Lilin Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Moksa. Okay, so just a quick thing. Interesting. This doesn't come up too often, but let's say somebody has Chutei Tzitzis Shem Dim Liksham Lekosh from a bag. In other words, a person has the strings of Tzitzis, right? That they're going to be making the tzitzis, they're going to be tying for their tzitzis after Shabbos. Obviously, we all understand on Shabbos you can make the knot. You are not allowed to tighten the knot. We have to make sure we have that clear. A person has to be careful. You could check, of course, you check your tzitzis, but on Shabbos, but not to tighten it. You have to be careful. Sometimes I know even by myself, I have, you know, because during the week, when you check, person checks their tzitzis, so they tighten the knot, right? During the week. But on Shabbos, you can't do that. But sometimes on Shabbos, you have to be careful, you know, that, person's not thinking for a second and they're used to just pulling the knot. It's happened to me in the past. Person has to be extremely careful. When they check their tzitzis, not to pull the knot, if that's what they usually do during the week, because sometimes it's a person's in the habit of this is how they do it. We have to be careful. Okay, so just getting back to our subject. So what about the chutei tzitzis? Person has a tzitzis that they're going to make Sunday, Monday, right? They're going to make this talis katan, talis gadol, whatever the case might be, big tzitzis, small tzitzis. So are those strings muksa if you have to move them around or for whatever reason? And where would they be classified as? If you need the place, could I move them with my hands? So interesting to note that he brings down note. In page Samach Tes, the Sefer Klalim brings down that this would be also letaltal kedib muksa machmas chasarin kis. It would fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasarin kis. And he brings this down from the Shmir Shabbos kehilchasa perik chav sif chav beis. And he says the lashon like this, chutei tzitzis shalei nitlu adayim beged. You have the strings of the tzitzis that were not made into a beged yet, right? They're just set aside for the beged. Harehim muksim machmas chasarin kis. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. A person might think, well, maybe it's klisha malachta leisur. I'm going to be tying knots with them. We just spoke about can make knots on Shabbos, right? So it's probably klisha malachta leisur. So he says, no, this will fall under the guidelines of muksim machmas chasarin kis. And as we know by now, it makes a major difference. Muksim machmas chasarin kis, you can't move with your hands. And klisha malachta leisur. Again, it's not straight across the board, klisha malachta leisur, what, when, and where, but we have to see, obviously, when we talk about that category, we'll see how that works. When we can move it, when not. But there's obviously more wiggle room, as they say. If you need a place, you need the thing itself to do whatever. But the muksim achmas chasar in case you'd have a problem, if it's in a place where you need to move it with your hands, you would not be allowed to. So these chutim of the tzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis, so then you would not, you have to be careful. We're talking about, again, new chutim that are going to be made during the week. So that's how he brings it down. He brings also a taltal kedin, and it's not tzitzis yet. It's not like tefillin or something like that. Well, we'll say that's a little bit of a different ballgame. This is it's just the strings it's the chutim that I'm gonna, you know, I prepared on the side. So he says like this: also a taltal kedin muksim machmas chasarin kis. Als muksim machmas chasarin kis, we cannot move the strings of muksa of tzitzis before they were made. Shain dim lekashim bebeg, the person where they want to tie it into a bag. Nay, why? Says shemalachdim. Isser. Obviously, it's malachtam le isser. It's something that's used for isser, right? To tie knots, right? Kevim shayim dem lasis behem isser. Kosher, it's going to be one of the lamates malachas of making tzitzis on Shabbos. Obviously, will be one of the lamates malachas, which is the isser of kaiser, the malacha of kaiser, the raisa. But gam also makbit shalei lishtamish behem tashmish acher shem yiskalklu. Also, these three strings, if you think about it, of the tzitzis, the chutim of the tzitzis, the person doesn't want to, you know, use it for something else, have to tie something else down during the week, let's say. I'm not using these strings to tie something else. These are set aside for my tzitzis. I'm not going to be using it if I need, rope, I need a string, I'll take one of those. You're not going to use it. You're not using it for something else. You don't want it to get ruined. You don't want the tzitzis getting frayed, room torn, or whatever the case is. And also he brings down, usually a person has set aside a special place. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. And that's how Hitaka brings it down from the Shmiris Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay, so he brings one more interesting thing. So that's what we see in Shmir Shabbos. Gehilchasa chutei tzitzis l'adidu adayim beg d'harei hein muksa machmas chsankis. But he says, what about chutim that tore? Let's say strings that tore, have a torn piece of string from the tzitzis that tore on Shabbos. What about that? So if you threw it in, you put it into the Sheamus or whatever, something like that, that's would make it basically mux already, right? But over here, it's just hanging around. I didn't put it into the Sheamus yet, right? I didn't put it off to the side or whatever I'm going to do with it. Im regilim l'shtamish bem, you want to use. He brings an interesting case, a person that wants to use it in a sefer, you know, like to keep a simon in a sefer or something like that. So he says, he brings Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Perek Chaf, Sifchav Beis, that would be Mutter Betiltel, that would be allowed to be moved. So that's an interesting point. Maybe next year we'll go into that, take a look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, but that's how he brings it down. If it tore and a person used it, they use it as a simon in a sefer or something like that, so then he says that would be Mutter. It's only the tzitzis, the strings before they were made, that would be Muksa Machmas Chasarikis. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Baruch HaKol Tov.